Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Fucking
are you always gonna be like that? Everyone I date to me.
Everybody loves Tana's head. I know. Already researched
they
that.
Love my oh damn, we're already in it.
Dude,
these are the few like mere seconds before I have a scandal and I'm just taking it in.
Do you have one you're anticipating?
No, I'm just sure y'all will create one.
Oh, we're gonna, the way we edit this, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Sounds like MTV.
All right. Should we roll the intro? We have a lot of shit to talk about because we have the most scandalous fucking bitch.
Have I really, like, reigned that title? Yeah. That is so hot, honestly. At least I'm good at something. At least.
All right, guys. It's coffee time, baby. All right, guys, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I am Heath.
And we have our lovely co-hosts, Kenny and Mariah.
Woo-woo! And more importantly,
the guest that none of you asked for. Not one person.
Yeah, literally, Addison Rae couldn't make it. Dixie D'Amelio was free. David said no. Like
Charlie
real.
Has a thing with Dunkin' Donuts, no. And we're with Cremoda. It was like a weird thing.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Absolute last resort.
Exactly. So introducing Tana Mongeau in my new tier.
To be honest, I thought when like people were saying Tana Mongeau, I thought it was like a cool way to like say it. I didn't know that that was the actual way. For a really long time.
Oh, I thought it was Montague. Like
to
Tana Montague.
To be honest with you, Zane has never, ever, ever even given me the time to think that he's going to pronounce my name like right
yeah.
now. He's
I've like, oh my God, so it's Tana Mongeau Jojo. What's up, Tana Mongeau? <Tana Mongeau-lis? laughs>
Like, he's like, oh, fuck. Every time I see him, he's never given one fuck. But you put me in my place. It kept me humble.
There you
like,
go.
I could literally just win a stream me and you're like, what up, Tana Mongeau Jojo? Matcha smoothie.
As you show, baby. God,
Mongeau, but who really cares, honestly?
The only thing I remember from you is you having to accept
that's a terrible sentence. That was so bizarre.
The only thing you're memorable for,
honestly, first of all, you could remember me for far, far worse things if you think about it in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, it was like, I'll never get one of these.
Guys, Tana almost didn't make it to this episode.
She
shocking.
Didn't make it to the episode. We pushed it ahead.
Oh, Tana, you know, we extended by 4 days just in case.
We had the entire week to film.
That is so fucked up. Tana. You know what's funny is I was in the car with my assistant. I swear to God, like, I can't be late. Like, they're going to make so much fun of me. Like, it's going to be so fucking embarrassing if I'm late. Like, I was so scared.
To be honest, I thought the excuse was, like, funny because Zane was like, she can't make it. Her veneers. Something about it. And I was just like, bullshit. I was like, all right.
It's bullshit.
We have a gift for you.
I'm so fucking, it's like a muzzle.
You want to start off with a gift?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. We have a little gift for you. We have a gift for every fourth guest that we have on the show.
We just didn't have anything prepared for the last three.
I'm like actually so scared. It's the David of it all. Y'all give me anxiety. You spelled my last name right.
I spelled it right. I didn't even look.
You didn't even do this.
I didn't even look.
Don't even take credit.
Sorry, the presentation isn't great. We
no,
didn't think
the presentation's would, beautiful.
I mean, we didn't think you would show up, so we were just going to ship it to you.
Yeah. It's got a UPS label on the side of it.
Dude, I swear to God, I fully understand. I remember being 15 years old and like bailing on Jeffree Star. I probably wasn't 15. I'm just saying that so that it sounds way better. And what is this? I'm lost.
Check it out. Pull it out. Show everything.
Figure it out.
All of those things have something in common.
Pull them out.
It's the flakes for me. So I'm going to start here because I feel like I'm flaky.
That's good.
Flaky.
She got that quick.
She's on to something.
Not the croissants. The croissants, though.
Dandruff shampoo for flakes. Are you surprised they showed up?
Very surprised. Yeah. So that package doesn't even make sense because you actually did not flake tonight.
Yeah. I'm allergic to gluten and I'm like coming off this.
Yeah, honestly,
if you guys didn't have just maximum clout, I totally would have bailed. But, I mean, no, like if the episode would have turned to you bashing me, I feel like if I didn't show up, that's happened to me before.
We wouldn't have bashed you, but we would definitely use it as an excuse why we don't have a guest.
And probably possibly a thumbnail too.
Yeah. No, 100%.
We would somehow crop you in that seat, like for the thumbnail. And just say,
I'm just sending in like iMac photos. Like, sorry.
We make it look
veneer.
Like a Zoom call.
No, yeah, I'm having like maximum veneer issues, like pus all up in my shit.
What's
right
actually
now
going on with it?
There's like 8 things going on right now. Do you want to know what I actually literally currently need? Like, this is no joke. I need 10 new veneers, 9 new veneers. I need a tooth here. I need an implant here. I need 4 root canals up
this
here.
This all happened at
gum
once?
Gum reconstructive surgery and wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh my god.
Were you still your wisdom teeth?
Yeah. And she didn't flake on this episode.
No, I don't. It's not that. I'm falling apart. Wait, I never went to the dentist growing up, and then I got veneers like from the jump because I'm a fake bitch. I just had to do it. And so
did you not like your teeth at all? Like, what was the reason why you got it?
No, I had a lot of dental issues anyways. Like at the time I got veneers, I needed like 8 root canals. My parents just like never took me to the dentist growing up.
Just
so
get rid
like
of them so you don't have to get the root canal.
Yeah, honestly, just get, like, shave those bitches off and get some new Hollywood.
I've gotten 10 root canals in my life. It's the fucking worst.
Dude.
I still don't have veneers.
Pushed through. You made it out the trenches. I did not. Now I have to get new ones, babe.
The title of this video is Tana Mongeau Has Venereal Disease.
Tana Mongeau's mouth is made out of a toilet seat.
So you almost didn't make it because it got like infected. Like, what exactly happened?
Yeah, my face was like swollen, giant, huge.
That's so good.
Her face, you look like infected. A balloon when I FaceTimed you.
My face always swells. I'd be going through it all the time. Like, something is just wrong and swollen. It's either the eye filler or the nose job or the veneer.
Is there always actual problems whenever you get shit done?
There's always actual problems in general.
No, we know that. Mean?
But yeah, my body actually materializes numbing stuff in like
is
2 minutes.
Is that what
minutes.
They told you?
Yeah, maybe it's all the cocaine over the years. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Terrible joke. But so I always feel the dental work, so I'm like screaming and bleeding, and it's just
oh my gosh,
it's fun and fresh.
You can't be like put out, like go to sleep for it.
I can be.
I don't
guess.
Know. It makes me feel alive. I don't want to.
I was gonna say.
I like it.
Screaming and bleeding honestly sounds like the sex experience you were talking about on Call Her Daddy. Oh,
honestly, yeah, one was just fun. I was into one of them. This one's not gonna be fun or fresh, but there's nothing like spicing up your week with some trauma. So I mean, that's what I'm really getting into this
and
week.
Some drama.
But Zayn and Heath Unfiltered before that. So who should we expose?
Do you wait, you're talking about trauma? Do you see the see the topic that I have on this? Dealing with trauma.
It's the fucking notes. I don't even want to read that. Send that to like the next guy I date. Like, here's all my issues.
Kenny comes in
like
with the fucking topics, that's for sure.
Real. Damn, I feel like you know more about me than like my own friends.
Should we get into like how she became why she's here, like where she grew up, like how she started?
Why are you here?
Is that even important with Hannah? Is that like not even?
So should we talk about how she was like brought up, or did she just like hatch? Is that even like important with her?
So those test tube babies, right?
I'm fucking, oh my god, I'm not. I didn't eat anything today, so I think I'm drunk.
Dude, same.
Already.
Speaking of, should we do those shots we set up?
Oh my god, we got shots set up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a rowdy one.
Oh please.
No, I'm ready. Right, alcohol just makes me like worse. Tell me why Mariah missing the shot just made me think you all are drinking fake alcohol and you're just blacking me out to expose me. Do I have trust issues?
We're not drinking fake alcohol.
That's enough.
I'm like a
this
super
toast
big pussy.
Is for
avocado.
Tana's bank account after OnlyFans.
Oh my
cheers.
God. Oh, guys. What a sweet thing to say. I'm just spilling vodka everywhere.
Whoa! Oh god, okay.
That was just for camera. I've seen y'all take shots so many times.
I know. Alcoholics. Just a little, you know, we gotta amp it up. Amp it up for them. For the viewers.
I'm just kidding. Make them think it hurt a little. Tastes like roofies.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Where should we get started?
We do.
Take a breath, Zayn. You're good.
Take a breath.
Okay.
We were talking about the Call Her Daddy podcast, and I wanted to ask this because Zayn had mentioned the other day that you flew out to New York to do this, but still ended up missing the podcast.
I wish it went down that way because it's really funny. I've never heard it like that.
Oh, really?
What happened?
That's not what happened. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I was on tour, and at this time, I really just did not have a structured... It's boring. It's kind of a boring answer. A structured team around me. Like, the people around me,
right.
I feel like when I look back now... We're just like, I'm already like drooling from the alcohol. I'm so sorry. One second. I'm sorry. I also can't feel my mouth.
That's
like,
just called salivating. It means you really like the alcohol.
No, if it's I'm like drooling, it's like part veneer issues, part alcohol. I'm sorry.
We're just rumbling that infection up.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you should not take shots on clindamycin.
Are you on medication right now?
Oh my God, it's sterile.
Oh, fuck. We should have thought
not
of that.
Not me taking a shot on antibiotics, but I was just drinking like, hey, on antibiotics.
It hit better.
It does hit better.
Does it?
It counterattacks it and you feel better.
I'm scared. I'm just going to be black the fuck out. Okay. But my team was just kind of like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off, planning way too much stuff for me, that type of thing. I was on tour and I was doing back-to-back shows in New York City like that Saturday. So I was already there. I was already flying there like for those shows. And so I had a show Saturday night and a show Sunday and I was really sick. And I told my team, it was like tentative off if I could do it, but I think at that time I had a lot of people around me that didn't really kind of care if I was sick or if I wanted to do anything, so they were just kind of like yes, but then I was like a little fucking cunt. Uh-huh. And I, like, I would just wake up and be like, fuck no, I'm not doing it, I have a fucking sore throat. Like, I was just not, I remember being really sick and I was just on tour and I couldn't do it, and I thought it was communicated well, and then I woke up to just that amazing YouTube video about how like they were planning for me to be their entire guest, and like the way my assistant bailed for me was so bad, and then they ended up never having a guest because I scarred them so hard.
Well, hold on, were you their first guest?
I was supposed to be their first guest, and because I didn't show up, I scarred them so hard they never had a guest on. And Alex Cooper, the first time I met her, was like, the only reason my podcast ever took off is because I didn't have guests. I just want to thank you for bailing. And I was like, bitch, that is backwards. That was backwards as hell. So no, I didn't. But that is some shit I've done. Fly to some place where some shit and miss it. I'm not even gonna lie. Like,
holy we're not too far.
Tenemoja creates careers by flaking.
No,
at least you don't miss flights like me. I'm bad.
Wait,
like,
you should come out. I just missed a flight like 2 days ago back here for this podcast from Chicago. Actually, I missed two jets that Jake Paul
we're
paid
getting
for
notes
a couple
that
weeks
it's
ago
four
in Vegas.
Flights that were missed.
Wait, you missed four flights?
I'm normally not this fucking bad, I swear to God.
Oh my, she's worse than me.
She just told us, like, she got her life together.
No, and that she was like, I am
doing me.
Dude, I swear to God, I used to miss. I'm like already crying.
You're the type to like go to the airport, like ready for your flight, be on time, fall asleep in the seat, and then miss.
I missed flight from the airport. Funny story. Like from the gate. Like I've watched the plane take off. I just missed two jets that Jake like sent for me. That's how late I was to this jet. Imagine like you're like it's one thing to be late. To
imagine having somebody send you a jet.
No, and then I missed
this
two
lifestyle.
And
he sent me two jets.
Not normal. I'm aware. I used to work for
minimum
wage.
She gets
wage.
It. She knows. You should come out with a dandruff shampoo. No. That'd be funny.
Come out with a dandruff shampoo. Yeah. I actually do have some
like come out with
dandruff
flaky
sometimes.
Products
because I'd be. Tana by Tana, the flake collection.
It's actually pretty cool.
That's good. That has a ring
like
to it.
20%.
30.
That's a ratio.
Modest 85.
Good right. Watch out. We just bought this set, please.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, oh my God, I wish you fucking fans knew how much. This room costs more than anything I own.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Costs more than my eyelashes and teeth.
Everything we made throughout the year, we just put it into this room.
Dude, yeah, this is a
square one.
Dude, no, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So what else? Cancel me.
I feel like you just came ready for whatever.
Honestly,
and I love that.
I actually also just miss y'all. Like, I'm used to seeing you a lot, obviously, and now I don't. Yeah. So I'm just ready to black out and give you the tea. Y'all are cracking me
like,
up.
Like, I've honestly seen you, what, once or twice in this entire year?
Yeah, which is ugly. Well, happy for you, ugly for me. It's like Saddle Ranch. You're like, oh, God. I was so drunk when I saw y'all at Saddle Ranch. I just remember putting you in my vlog, and you were like, you're not David. Like, go home.
Oh, yeah?
You're not David. People were pissed, by the way. Should we talk about that? I tried to do David-style vlogs, fun fact. Still doing them sometimes. Like, just short, you know,
yeah,
like
right.
Warren-y. Everyone.
And you even
it.
Said it, too,
Logan
that you're
Paul,
doing
like, I'm not, I didn't pioneer that. I'm not trying
You're just
to.
Vlogging.
Yeah. Mm. It's a little rip-off head. Check it out.
But no, but you said you were
just
doing that.
Just because it's it's a 5-minute vlog doesn't mean it's
I'm like I use the noise like do 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 do.
You didn't see it?
No,
yeah, it was
I
like
fully,
she used the song
like,
and everything.
You know, the joke kind of was that I was like, you know, like copying the style like everyone else has,
okay.
But the fans like after a while were pissed. Like, there were definitely some David fans on Twitter that were like, pack it the fuck up.
It's because David hasn't posted in so long, so they got pissed when they saw thought it was a David vlog, but then realized it wasn't.
She like, puts imagine. David face in the corner, just...
Dude, I know I'm FaceTiming him, like, please pick up so I can screenshot for the thumbnail. Like, imagine wanting a David Dobrik vlog for 8 months and then it being Tana Mojo and like Jake Paul. Like, I'd be pissed too. Like, I do kind of get it. So back on the story times, but
did you find it harder to like do the vlog style? Like, because it's so like not your element. I feel like you're very kind of like uncut, raw. This isn't a Pornhub title, I promise.
Talk
it's like
your shit. Bite your lip. Pop off with the question. Let's talk for a second. Wow. I've always liked editing my own stuff, and then my editor, I kind of just like taught to edit like how I do, you know? Uh-huh. So I'll like do story times and just kind of cut out like the terrible shit that's gonna get me sued, B, right. like, you know, some demonetized things, and like C, just like pauses and stuff. But really learning to edit like David, I guess. I mean, that's the best way I would explain
just
it.
Just quick cut, yeah. like
but,
to the point.
But I think it's so much more than that. Like, you have to film it in
comedic
a way.
Comedic timing, too.
The timing is so perfect. And then it's like every single video, I was writing out a note, like, short bit, long bit, short bit, long bit.
Oh,
like,
you wrote out your video?
Oh, that's
like,
smart, though.
No, but I just mean, it's shut the fuck up. Like... realizing that it's like David like ideated this whole structure that everyone just kind of like bootleg copies and then still even when you are copying it with a blueprint, I think it's so hard. Like I think still trying to actually be funny and it not just be like corny and ripped off, it's it's a hard thing.
We could put David in the fucking whole video and we still could not like mimic his style. Like,
so no, good. I always would wonder why Jason Nash's vlogs were just so long and he would leave everything in. I asked him one day and he was like, imagine trying to edit this shit like David, and now I get it. I really do. Like, I would have done the same shit if I was Jason Nash.
Yeah.
Full footage off to school with Charlie and Wyatt.
I remember when Mariah edited one of your videos.
You did? Oh my god.
She goes, you did?
You edited me. No, I've sent footage like to so many people like trying shit out. But that was in the phase where like everyone was up my ass being like, you need an editor. You're not going to work hard unless people are editing.
I did
shit.
It once.
But, and like, she actually saved the raw footage for us. We're going to play it right here.
I made a compilation of all the parts I couldn't keep
in. Every single time I send away footage, that is my first thought. I'm like, what scandal am I going to have from this raw footage, baby? Let's go.
That's why you're sending it to so many fucking people.
Honestly, like, trying to get Daily Mail, like just sending all my fucking terrible raw footage to people. That's funny. No, but yeah, she did do that.
Things I edited hers.
You killed, honestly. Honestly, I was like a high ass, dumb ass bitch then. I couldn't even edit my own shit. Thank you. So thanks.
You've talked
I hope
about
you become high again. Become high.
I'm burping.
I hope you do the high again.
You've kind of talked about how like David has kind of set like the blueprint for a lot of like influencers, though. Like, I find that interesting. Is that you kind of you sort of like have multiple times like equated him to the blueprint of like an influencer, like a modern day celebrity.
Well, I just love David because I think that we obviously get to know so many people and a lot of them really suck, and that's just like the truth. Like, a lot of people who are in this space like get up to the top and they're just like, you know, they're not fun to be around, or they're really fucking rude, or they have super deep dark secrets that are fucking disgusting. And like, David is a good person. He deserves what he has, and he's funny, he's fucking kills it. So it's like, it's something I'll always respect, you know what I mean? And it's like that whole style. Like, I've never seen something so before my eyes. Like, someone paved such a different way of vlogging, and it happened like over fucking night, from like one to like vlog 420.
Yeah,
like, right. And for all these people to have, like, you know, every single time I see Corinna tweet, like, I'm gaming on Facebook right now, I'm sitting there thinking, like, this bitch is a fucking multimillionaire. like, because, like, you know, like not because of David. Like, don't get me wrong. She's a star in her own right. Like, now and everything. But I just mean for someone to bring up that many people and do so much. I worship.
It's cool. No, I agree with you.
I mean, look around. Read the room.
Like, no, Heath
look
and
at
I,
the
like,
set, bitch.
100%.
When we released this coffee, like, Heath and I looked at it, we were like, fuck, dude, like, David helped us get here. Like, if it wasn't for David, like, making these vlogs and, like, making us a part of his, like, life and his story, like, this wouldn't happen
but
for us.
But that's also
so
why,
it's
like, y'all are still here, because you're grateful as fuck, and you've always shown that. And you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it's just very obvious that you guys are, like, really good people, and it's like, it's dope. It worked out for David too, obviously, having all of you guys like around. But it's cool to see how long lasting it is, and just like, I don't know, I stand the most.
Yeah, so
I think out of all influencers, David and like all of y'all are like the most humble, the most real. Like, people fucking suck, y'all know.
Yeah,
so I really respect
thank you, Tana.
Forever.
Woo! All right, all right.
David's like sending me a cease and desist. I'm sitting here like I worship him so
sucking
much.
Just fucking lawsuit
and desist.
All the positives you said, he just out the door. Just one little thing you said, just fucking.
Oh, he's like, leave me the fuck alone.
But you're still trying to copy my fucking style.
Oh my god! Like, yeah. Oh, 100%.
But like, I mean, in a lot of senses, though, I feel like you're also like, you're. Me sucking Tana's ass for an hour.
He's like, you're bootleg as fuck.
No, like, you are sort of, honestly, like, a pioneer in your own right, I feel, too.
I agree.
This whole couch is chill as hell.
I like this couch.
Tell my fans. But real.
Tell everyone that.
For real. Like, I mean, like, I watched your last few podcasts that you've done, and I've done research on you, and
I literally can't handle it. There's like, something in my brain. Sorry. I'm okay.
You've talked about how, originally, you kind of, when you first came to YouTube, you had this true, like, don't give a fuck mentality. Like, I have nothing to lose. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what kind of, like, launched your appeal. And then you've kind of... hawking a loogie. And then, like, you obviously have, like, leaned into that over the years. But, like, shit got, you know, like, got, like, messy. And you kind of, you know, it was like a runaway train. But now, I think you've kind of...
It's like a train wreck.
Train's still going. But you've, like, adapted that mentality, I feel like, again, a second time almost. Again, like, right now. Yo, like, really not giving a fuck, truly.
I really do fuck with you for that. Because that's kind of how I feel. I'm in, like, a rebirth moment. You know what I mean? Like you said, like, in the beginning of my career, I truly had nothing to lose. Like, I came from Vegas. I hated my family. I hated my life. I didn't know what I wanted to do. The only thing that I ever, like, idealized being dope or, like, as a job or, like, something that could be a future was, like, you know, taking away other people's pain. I'm sure you guys can relate. Like, the way it feels to make someone else laugh.
I don't hate my family, but, like, everything else.
But, like, yeah.
Fair. You have a whole ass working family, clouded everything. Like, I'm jealous. I don't have a single family member. If anyone wants to adopt me, like, me. Yeah, and then I kind of got caught up in it all. And obviously, like, in the beginning, when you have nothing to lose, you start to eventually gain all of these things to lose, and you're taught to, like, protect it all and become so filtered. And, like, just so many of the things, as you guys know, this industry, like, fucking conditions you to be like. And I definitely got caught up in it. And I remember catching myself and being like, this is fake. Old Tana would not approve of this. What the fuck are you doing? Like, it wasn't cute. And I wasn't able to be my full self because I hated a lot of this shit I was doing. So I was getting super fucked up off camera. Like, filming reality TV, or at least that phase of that, was not it for me. So
the MTV stuff.
Do you feel like in the beginning that was your true self, then you kind of had to, like, dial it back, but now you're like,
I think I just am over the top, like, just innately as a person that. Like, I just have terrible luck, like, I'm obnoxious as fuck, like, I don't think any of that's fake or anything like that. It's just more so, like I said, I got to this point where I'd built all this stuff that I felt like I was gonna lose, and all these people were making me feel like I had to be a certain way, and then I hated that. So I was just, every second off camera was getting fucked up and stuff like that. And then I kind of woke up and I was like, I'm losing myself and the relatability of it all. People fucking follow you for you to be relatable and hear about your life and whatever. And so I kind of had to, like, go from the ground up and, like, cut off all the shit I felt like was fake. And obviously there's still the weird moments where it's like, Jake is sending me 2 jets and I know my life isn't the way it was when I grew up with cockroaches and shit like that, right? You know, like, it's different, but at the same time,
like, you snap back to reality. Like, I understand
like, it's all not, weird as shit.
Yeah, I feel like you, like, of all we're people, in a bubble though, you are so exactly who you are on camera and off camera.
Oh yeah,
like, a lot of people will, like,
and that's what
to,
I like about you,
will, like, come to me or
not Zane's
or...
first compliment to me literally ever. Oh my god, did you see my face?
I'm gonna play it like 8 times.
That's what you like.
Zane, no, say her name.
I was trying to sneak that in. I wanted him to finish what he was saying.
He's like, that's what I like about you.
right.
I'm sorry. No, but I was saying, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, will come up to me and just be like, you're a lot more quiet and chill than I thought you would be based on, like, what I've seen, because
fair,
like, the internet, like, is very over the, like, top, like, just being out of, like, a crazy. It's, and, like, in David's vlogs, it's a highlight reel.
Yeah, 100%.
But, like, you put everything out there, so you are exactly who you are, and I think that's really cool.
Well, there's honestly a point in time where I feel like I was, like, faking that. You know what I mean? Like, MTV wanted that image of me, and I was coming on being like, I'm so real. I don't give a fuck. I just fuck Tyga. But, like, none of it was real. Like, it just was boring, and, like, it was, like, a forced, you know what I mean? Like, I've definitely been in a position where people wanted me to be this, like, real-ass bitch and, like, fit this role. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I almost had to, like, get back to, like, what are you doing? Like, you started all this by just not giving a fuck. And that's why, like, things like this now, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Let's just do it. Like, but it took a second for sure, I guess, to get there.
I mean, I feel like when you, like, it's weird because I see a lot of parallels being able to, obviously, from my perspective, like, looking at your career in, like, a snapshot, it's, like, it seemed like you kind of went to YouTube to get away from the craziness of like whatever your life was at that point, like which was a while back. It was like 7 years ago. You've been making YouTube videos. So it's like, but I feel like right now you're also at a point where you realize that the LA life also needs to be escaped from a little bit.
100%. And I kind of, that's so, am I like getting woke on this podcast? Is this like therapeutic for me? That was like, that's so true though. Cause it's like, I almost thought that was something I could run to. Right. You know what I mean? From the toxicity of where I was from and my family. And then it was like, I got so engulfed in this. And obviously you guys realize some people aren't good and shit just, it's not always great. And then I kind of had to like almost come from the ground up. So like you were saying, it's not necessarily that like back then I was the realest that I'd ever been. I had a lot of flaws then. You know what I mean? Like my parents never like instilled anything that parents instill in you, like structure, responsibility, or schedule. I dropped out of high school at 15 because I couldn't even like go to school on time. Like so many of the mistakes I feel like I made in the beginning of my career were from lack of so many things like I needed, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like now I'm finally like hiring life coaches and learning that and like getting therapy and fix it. So if anything,
there was no obedience growing up.
No, I was rebelling against my parents like my entire life for sure. Cause we just, I don't really ever remember getting along with my family. Maybe I was like at like it's like 7 or 8 we got along type. But like after that we definitely, it was just like very chaotic, very rebellious, very like butting of heads.
Is that because they're very rebellious in the same way you are? Or
I don't know how to put it. I do. It's just dark and I get in trouble talking about it. It's very weird. My family was just very like abusive and just not dope.
not chill.
That's bad. That's a bad sentence. But like, you know, they just, the way they raised me wasn't it. They just neglected me in like a lot of ways. I definitely didn't get like proper healthcare, proper food, proper schooling, proper love, proper nurturing, proper schedule.
But it's
anything.
Cool to see you like to rise from that.
Yeah, push through that.
Well, I wanted to help like kids who like, you know what I mean? Like maybe they didn't have the best home life or like people weren't, because that's like, that's the reality of it all. You know, we're not always all raised by like perfect families. And sometimes we just have to, you know, pick shit up and raise ourselves and whatever the fuck. And like I definitely had to do that, like raise myself from 15 to 22 now. So yeah, if I can help people
amazing.
Like with anything, it's like you can do it. Like don't kill yourself, you know, as dark as it is, it's the truth.
I think that's where like a lot of your independence comes from, honestly, because I think it obviously your situation is not ideal, you know, with your no. with your parents and stuff like that. I totally understand that, so don't get me wrong, but like in a way it almost, I feel like, helped you gain your independence, because your family from the get-go was like, oh, we're not here to help you. So you never thought that they were there to like lift you up or help you or nurture you or anything like that. So you're like, oh, I'm gonna have to do this fully for myself.
Yeah, you didn't have a 100%.
Choice. 110%. There was never that, like, you know, everything that a family like instills, there was never like that reliability. Today, literally, like someone was like, I was paying my rent, right? And it was like a couple hours late. And I was freaking out to my life coach. He was like, the reason that you have this worry and stress is because you never had like a home that was like reliable. Like, and it's always going to affect you in those ways. You know what I mean? Like you're always going to have to kind of pick up for things like that. But I've always just been real about it. And like, again, everything I feel like I am is because I was making up for what they like weren't, you know what I mean? Like they were so shitty and they were abusive and they were, you know, they treated me bad. And I was like, I don't want to be that. I want to treat people well. I want to like,
damn. So you do that.
Yeah. I can't even imagine like having a setback person. Like that. I like knowing that I have my parents there and my family there to always like call or like literally for anything, be able to reach out and just like get their opinion, just talk to them about anything. That's a lot to have. That's a lot to like.
I think it's like something that everyone should be so grateful for, because it's like when you don't have that, it's like you feel it 100%. Like holidays, all that shit. I definitely always, because I like, to be real, my family's like definitely very dead to me. Like, so like I'll probably never talk to them again. Like it's just, we're not cool. That's how it is. So Amari, my best friend, his family kind of took me in, and they're kind of like my mom and dad. And like I go to their house for the holidays and stuff. But even that like shows me the importance of like what it takes for them as a family of 3 kids to bring in like a 4th kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like put a stocking up for me every year and a plate out for me and like care. Like it's just, it really does show me, like, you know what I mean? Like it's a blessing. It's not something you just get. So that is why, like, too, on holidays and all that shit, I'm online. Like, if you know, if you don't feel love today, like, I love you. Like, I think I am just kind of like the island for misfits.
But that's cool that you were able to take your situation and turn it into something so inspiring that you did. And I think that's really powerful.
Do you?
This is the deepest we've ever gotten. Thank you.
No, that it's actually really cool. Like a lot of people
black out and talk shit, and we're so woke.
I know. This was supposed to be a podcast where we're just getting fucked
it's
up.
So
but that's
interesting,
what I do, like cry and then talk about sucking dick. It's like this weird thing. I like don't get it.
You
like,
get it all here.
I mean, wait, so you know, here
where
we
do
are.
You stand with like, I know, how old are you? 24?
22.
20. You're.
22.
I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were that young, Tana. But wow.
I literally thought you were 23, 24.
No, I'm 22. But I mean, it shows in my lack of planning.
Oh wow. You know. Okay, so you are still like young.
It's the box of
so I shouldn't be comparing myself to you at all. I'm 28.
Well, I know. I'm saying, regardless of age, you shouldn't be comparing yourself to me.
I know. I'm like, oh, I miss flights like you. But like I'm 28 and I'm missing flights. That's
no. I miss flights that's, too.
No, not a good way. I'm like, fuck. That's no, bad.
It's
okay. Bad.
That's really inspiring. Like, it you're is. So Stop. Young.
Yeah. I'm not.
I didn't realize you were that
dumb
young.
Shit
I literally
too.
Thought you were a little bit older.
Come on.
No, but that, like, that's the thing. Like, it's not about, like, you say, like, oh, I'm dumb. I'm this, like, all these negative things about yourself. But, like, what you've done is so incredible. And, like, the success that you've gained from just being who you are.
You're very sweet.
I think you're very smart. It took I think a while. People don't realize that.
Well, but at the end of the day, you are a sweet person. You're very caring and, like, you may flake and do stuff that we're like, ah, oh, she's flaky, whatever. But like,
she's done some dumb shit.
You are caring, and
I can just honestly say I've lived my life like fully online. You know, whether it's the mistakes, whether whatever it is, I've been impulsive, I've been crazy, I've been dumb, I've been fake, I've been a flake, I've been like a lot of fucking things. You know, but it, like I've come back and I've clarified it.
You're
said,
aware,
like,
yeah.
You know, like I was a kid through this. I grew up all online. Like, not every moment's gonna be perfect, yeah. Especially like. In the shoes that I've been in, I know that I've been presented with so many things that were like crazy, but I don't know. I'm here and I'm happy. It's weird to look at it as like inspiring because it's like, you know, I've had so many scandals and it's been like a weird roller coaster to like get
but
here.
You're
right,
young,
but
you're
people are in
like...
your exact situation. Like there's kids that are growing up exactly how you did.
You're right.
So and they it's could like, be like, okay, I can do anything.
Like,
I want.
And if I help them, I feel like that is like what I'm living for no matter yeah. what. Like I'm never going to be able to sit here and say I did it all like without a scandal. And like what right now I'm going to stop having scandals forever. No, I'll probably fucking be scandalous until the career is over, until the clout runs out. Like, you know what I mean? But like, if I can help people, that really is.
Is that like a rush now when there's a scandal or is it just like
just another
normal?
Day, just a
no,
Tuesday.
It's actually just another day, which is so fucking annoying. Cause I miss the rush.
I'm bored.
Oh my God. I like really like, I remember when there was a rush. Like I think during the whole like fake wedding time marriage, it was, you know,
it was
what
fake?
Was it? It wasn't, I was in love, which is worse.
Oh, it like, was fake.
No, I, no, yeah, you can do the whole like clip thing. Should I re-say it better? I don't fucking care. I loved him, which is worse than faking a marriage. You know what I mean? I'd almost rather say the marriage was real and like I didn't love him. Like I don't even know if it was fake because we like did the whole thing.
I don't even think she knows.
Like, I like, yeah. That's the problem. Is everyone wants this big clarification. I'm like, I loved him. I was an idiot, and I don't know.
It's so crazy because like friends of Zane and I, like from high school, were like. Posting you guys is like pictures and stuff.
It made
it was
no
like,
sense.
This is and then put like the
oh my gosh, she's getting married
and
like, to Jake.
And it's so crazy because like obviously like we knew you, but it's so funny to like see people outside of like our normal friend group out here in LA that are like so excited about you guys.
Crazy.
And we're like,
I remember Jake
and we have
I,
to
like
bring him back down.
You guys too, and I was like, this is just such a weird situation. I wonder what they think of it. Definitely. That
what
time
was the
scandal.
What was the breaking point?
The scandal of it all was exciting then, though, definitely. Now it's just, like, daily. Like, people think I'm fucking 30 years old. I just had that scandal, which is tragic. Like, for real. What? The breaking point? What do you mean?
With you and Jake.
Oh, there's been, like, 9. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys have said you've been everything. You've been friends. You've been best friends. You've been worst enemies. You've been, like, married. You've been not. You've been,
those
like, everything.
Those are all true.
Like, are
so
you guys friends right now? Like,
yeah, we're, like, best friends right now, which is good.
What about tomorrow?
So you guys just, like, joke around about all this shit that's been happening with both of you.
He really is, like, my best friend. I'm not kidding. Like, he's, like, my favorite person to, like, hit up over shit and just, like, talk about life. He's a person I go... Like, I actually, like, the other day... This is fucked up to say, and I hate that it is my truth. Like, it's so bad. Like, that's the worst part about all of this is it's like I'm not even saying it, like, you know what I mean, for attention. Like, it's genuinely my truth, which is so fucking ugly. But like, if I killed someone, I would probably call Jake and be like, I just killed someone, like, what do I do? Like, one person, like, my trust for him is literally 100%.
What would he say?
He would help.
Where are we burying
him? No, exactly. Honestly, he would say, like, where are we burying the body? Like, I'll help you.
Oh, my God.
And he has helped me out of some life or death crazy situations.
And he has covered up a murder for me before.
I feel like it's probably a really important friendship for you, honestly, because I know that, like, that was a lot of your, like, a lot of your strife came from that time in your life when, like, you were doing all the stuff with Jake and, like, you were... in a lot of capacities, like, it felt like you were living your life more for an audience than you were for yourself. 100%. So the fact that he was the person that you were doing that with,
yeah, like,
is
you're not
important.
Alone in it.
Yeah, that exactly. He can help you through those moments.
And we kind of, like, bonded through that.
Right.
Yeah, like, that's, you're so smart. I love to hear it.
Oh, I'm going to get in this bitch's head.
In a race.
He's the best.
But that is true. That is true. Like, what to you know what I mean? Even you two, like, to navigate this thing with someone else, you three, like, all of you, to really navigate this, like, with someone else and not feel as alone in it is very, very important. And I think that I felt like I knew what, like, fame was kind of before meeting him, and then I kind of entered, like, his life almost, you know, right. What I mean, and then was like, oh, this is really fucking different. I actually can't do fucking anything, and it's kind of miserable. And then it's like, once you take it on, you can't really walk out of it. So then it's almost like, okay, let's join this misery together. How do I navigate this?
Let's figure it out.
And
yeah.
Literally every time I fall, he's like, every single time ever picked me up. So it's almost better that we're friends, I think. But it is a mess for sure.
As long as you guys still, like, have that closeness.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like it's important that, like, you've been referencing your life coach. You're talking about Buzz, right?
When yes.
You're talking about your life coach. So it's like, I feel like it's important to have those people in your... Please stop.
Please stop doing that. Please stop making hand gestures towards me.
Sorry. Like, I feel like it's just important to have those people that are in your corner, that because your persona to the outside eye, it's like your persona would say, like, oh, you're so independent. And I think you really are. You are an independent person, and, you know, it's a product of your raising or your lack thereof with your, yeah. You know, but you
except
are.
So for when I fucking rely on these stupid white men.
Yeah. It's like, and you've always been very vocal about, like,
get except him. For when I rely on these get stupid him. Paul brothers.
But, like, you know, I think you are very independent, but I think even independent people need to realize when there are times that you need to, like, lean on other people and that you don't have it all figured out.
Well, yeah, 100%. I always thought that, you know, especially in, like, what we do, it's like, I did this for myself. No one knows. Like, you know, I can't trust anyone. And people just fuck me over so much that I was just like, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? But now I'm at it. There was a point, like, for sure. I, like, remember the literal day. Like, it was during the MTV stuff. I was doing a lot of, like, just Xanax, like, drugs, like, just, like, hallucinogens, crazy drugs whenever I was off. So I would shoot the show, and it would just make me so miserable because of lines being fed, or I would know that everything was going to be edited to make me just, like, look fucking terrible, which
right.
Sucks to say. But I signed up for it. It's
oh,
not
you know
like,
what? I honestly thought you had, like, a lot of the control. For over the editing, and
that's how it's supposed to look too, is that I you know, that's how deep, like, that goes, like, oh. Which
I'm so surprised hearing that, actually.
Yeah, I was surprised when I found out what control means in, like, the traditional world, you know what I
wow.
mean, like,
okay.
it is not the same thing as what we do, but it
it's
made
not
me very
overseeing
very
a vlog that you put out
no
all and it made no. me so grateful for sitting there and editing my vlogs and getting to choose every word I put in, and it made me almost go back to YouTube with this, like, insane, like, tender-hearted fucking love, because I was like, no one can fuck on this video, no one can fuck on me, like, you know what I mean. That's so that there was just a time where I kind of accepted that fate, and just a lot of things were happening to make me look a certain way. And so anytime I was, like, off camera, I was just not sober, like, at right. all, because I just didn't want to live the reality. And then I was watching Justin Bieber's seasons, and he was kind of talking about the time that he was, like, you know, pissing in fucking buckets and saying crazy shit and getting DUIs and all that type of stuff.
You're like, oh my God, that's me.
And
I'm right there.
I swear to God, I was watching this shit and I was like, oh my God, me.
Yeah. I pissed in a bucket too.
That you drank piss too.
I drank my piss from a bucket.
And that's when you know your shit is fucked. When you're sitting at home casting Justin Bieber seasons and the person you've related to the most in a year is like, Justin Bieber pissing in a bucket, you know, like you're down bad, bro. And so his life coach Buzz, like, he accredits to saving his life, fully saving him from, like, not going off the deep end. I DM Buzz on some last resort psycho shit.
You DM'd
him.
Yes,
please save me. Hi, like, please take me on. Are you taking new clients? And his front desk girl who went through his DMs was a fan, ironically, and they weren't taking any new clients. And she saw it and she took it to him and she was like,
she needs help.
Trust me. Don't ask any questions.
I swear to God, she literally just took my fucking Instagram to Buzz and was like, this bitch is troubled. Fix her. And
oh my gosh.
He came in on the FaceTime call, and even on, like, my intake call, there was just so I can't really say what's going on. We've documented it all. We might, like, we're debating how we want to put it out in the world, which is cool that I kind of made through it and documented it and stuff like that. But even on the intake, I was down bad.
I think that's really important, like, though. I think
you're self-aware.
I was just going to say your self-awareness, I feel like, has gone through the roof lately.
It had to, because I think that I was being like, almost like brought up in this shit by so many like narcissistic people who just weren't telling me shit how it was, and I was looking at things so jaded and just so many things like that. And then it was like I sobered up and I started
You're gonna
laugh at this. It made me laugh so already. Just it's ironic as fuck. But I started doing a lot of studies on the brain.
Oh,
no, tough. And like mental.
We're
health.
Gonna have to take a break. Yeah,
she quits YouTube to like be a neurologist.
But no, like actually, Buzz is a neuroscientist on the side. So it's so funny whenever he's fighting with people for me too. He's like, I'm a neuroscientist and I've been studying her brain. And
that's what I find interesting. That's right. When you started,
so that's why she cheated.
The shit don't add up.
It felt like a glitch in the matrix when I was doing research for you, and I was watching this I think it was on the Caller Daddy podcast, and you were talking about like doing brain scans and stuff about locating where your trauma lies and what types what parts of your brain it actually hinders like the growth of.
Yeah.
And I found that so interesting because like you're really taking an in-depth look at why you're so fucked up, honestly, which is what I think we should all have.
Well, I just woke up one day and I was like, this shit ain't right. Ain't everybody living like this. Let's talk about that.
2 + 2 = 4.
But I also think that what Buzz specializes in is like the traumas of fame. Like I think it would be beneficial for every one of you like to do it, you know what I mean?
Like, you're like, Kenny, maybe not switch you, but
no,
you
guys come on. I'm serious. The way that so many people idolizing you and just all that type of stuff, like effects and like performing, like giving your all and then like going to zero and then like high stress to like nothing, like your cortisol levels in your brain, like the way that you're stressed and you're like
educated on it. Okay.
What's it called? The like
amygdala, hippocampus.
Yeah, amygdala is correct. Amygdala is correct. But what does your amygdala produce? Adrenaline. Thank you. Why am I
I'm googling it.
Why can I
neurologic term.
Shit, I'm a fact checker.
when you have all this stress and high cortisol levels from like the fame and the life of it all, like your stress and your adrenaline are raising and it affects your ability to make even just moral decisions. And so then when I was mixing that with drugs, which also just like hinders your ability to make any moral decision properly, and it was Buzz really like pointing out like, this is where you were fucked up, look at your ability to make moral decisions, this is where you had this scandal for being a dumbass, does that line up? And then it was kind of me like actually picking apart why I am the way I am and like getting really sober before I do anything, running shit by anything. People like just trying to preserve this business and like be a little smarter. So it's been a journey.
Well, it's good that you're like taking care of yourself. Like you're aware of it. You're seeing somebody.
A lot of people at this point. I mean, I just became 22 and it was like you can only be like a flaky kid for so long, I guess, you know?
Have a croissant.
Sorry.
Are you hungry?
I could piss.
I have a bad pee problem.
The doctor that I saw, she asked me how my peeing patterns were, and I told her, like, you know, it's normal. It's like you're not going to the bathroom every blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, but my friend does. So and I threw you right under the bus.
Fuck you.
And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, he goes to the bathroom a lot, like maybe like every 20-30 minutes. And she's like, oh, that's really bad. I was like, can you see him? She's like, yeah, bring him in.
It's Zane being so what
she said. I think you should go see her. She might help
you. She didn't say anything though. She was just like, that's bad.
Yeah, she said that's bad.
No, she didn't say like what it could have been.
Hear me out.
No, like, no, I don't think she wanted to go that far.
She has a fee.
Like you went.
Yeah, she has a fee.
For $100, I'll tell you what it is.
First of all, you should see a doctor. I'm concerned that you go to the doctor and you just talk about him. Like, I'm serious. Like you went to your doctor.
I feel bad like, talking about like, how bad I am all the time. I got to bring other. I got to drag people with me.
Yeah, well, I have a friend.
To talk about you. Zane, I'm sorry. Am I burdening you? Let me talk about my friend.
I have this friend Heath. Like
at a doctor.
If you think I'm bad.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
Sorry, I'm venting right now.
I love you.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hey, batter, batter. Are you ready to hit a home run with flavor? Step up to the plate and swing by Penn Station East Coast Subs, where every bite is a grand slam. Craving a classic Philly cheesesteak or maybe a savory chicken teriyaki? Or how about loading up on their delicious fresh-cut fries? Call it a triple play by ordering Penn Station's signature fresh-squeezed lemonade. When it comes to subs, Penn Station is the big league. Order online at penn-station.com or stop at a store near you. Penn Station East Coast Subs.
We all said how all the good things about you. Now we need to say all the bad shit.
Zane, you gave me one compliment.
All the good shit. He goes, I stand by my statement. That's the only thing I had to say about you. I'm saying that.
Hey, we said a lot of good shit
about
you.
We said so much fucking good shit. Can we get back to the roasting?
Zane talked about it. It was in the podcast. Yeah.
Zane's like, I looked at someone while they said something nice to you, Tana. What the fuck do you want?
Right. You're fine with Tana?
You guys are fighting, so we got beef.
You guys
can we box for fucking money, dude? Boxing makes so much money.
Ryan Tanner, let me go fight.
Dude, boxing makes more money than anything I've ever done.
We see that.
Like, no, I'm scared. Like, if I'm fighting Josie and Seiko next month, don't ask questions. Like, just come.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
What if I was a boxer? I'm serious. Do you guys hate it?
What if I was a boxer?
It's funny because I got hit up a few months ago. Our manager, like, reached out and was like, yo, Heath, would you box? And I was like, box what?
In what context?
I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, would you like box
other influencers?
I was like, I guess. He's like, who do you have beef with? I was like, I don't have beef with anybody.
It's like how you have to be an influencer now. Like, if you don't have beef with someone, like, are you even Bryce Halling? Like, are you even cool?
He tried to get me in on a fight because he was like, Heath is thinking about
you
it. I was like,
box. No,
he was like, I'm not. He was like, who would you fight like in your friend group? Like, would you fight Todd, Scott, Zane? I was like, oh my God. Wait. Like,
you guys kind of just inspired me to fight my friends. I'm like, Ashley, square the fuck up, cunt. No, I'm serious. You two could fight.
You make $1 million and you're already friends. Just do it.
What makes a fight Zane, is just, the beef.
We just agree with it. We just go out there and just like.
We just stand.
Yo, Tana
starts like a straight up fucking just slap match.
At this point, I could see you boxing with Mindy.
Oh my God, don't even get me started. This, I don't even know if we should, like, I don't think we're gonna get to my current life. Like, this past 2 weeks have been a fucking shit show. They've been hell. The luck is on zero. Zero.
Zero.
But I don't know if we'll get there, so.
What? Who's Mindy, by the way?
Mindy is an anonymous person that Tana has beef with currently.
I was best friends with this girl and I caught her fucking my current fuck buddy in the movie theater of my house like the day of Halloween, and it was just a terrible week, and then everything she did after that just
made me sick. Is she like a really good friend of yours?
We were best friends.
How long have you been best friends for?
Like a year we were best friends for probably, and then like another year of like close friendship. Also, by the way, if I keep itching.
It's an LA friend. It's an LA friend.
If I keep itching my nose, I'm not on cocaine, by the way. It's a part of the tooth thing.
Right. The tooth thing. Whatever I said about teeth, it's that.
It's prescribed medicine that she was given by the doctor.
I just feel like if I itch my nose, a lot of people are going to conspiracize. So, hey.
We're gonna cut that
off. So Mindy, yeah, probably should. I don't even know, honestly. That was just a hiccup in the week last week. My best friend fucked my fuck buddy. I caught them. It was not cute. I made a story time about it.
I was gonna say, at least it led to a story time.
Today, Hunter, my roommate and one of my best friends, and also one of the people in your fun little game that we're gonna play soon.
Wait, that Hunter? Okay.
He actually posted a story saying, how are we feeling today? And Mindy responded to it and said, canceled. So she's been aware.
She know what's coming, baby.
And she's definitely very aware. She definitely, I don't really know. I don't know.
That was today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're keeping up. She wants to sue. There's a whole follow up.
Was she trying to keep it like secretive? Was this supposed to be something super secret? Like you're not supposed to know, or did she not really care? She was like, "Fuck, if they're just fuck buddies,
it's more so like a bad thing that happened in real life, and then I made a video about it. And like when I make a video about it, like it's not that people like don't find out. It's not that I want people to find out. It's more so that it just goes hand in hand. A story time definitely never doesn't have like a follow up to. Like if I don't make a follow up, like okay, but like just know like people are like digging up their like great grandma's uncle's aunt's dog and like threatening them, which fucking sucks. And then I have to go like yell at people for being shitty, and then like it's like this whole thing, and I'm just trying to tell my story, my truth.
Have you tried talking to her like behind the scenes about it?
She's texted me a lot, but it's just like, to be honest, that's what makes it worse for me, is it's like I probably would never make a story time about someone if they like come back and vindicate themselves. You know, if you fuck my fuck buddy and then you're like, you know what, I'm sorry, my bad for riding that dick in your movie theater. I definitely could have done it at the Hype House or Post Malone's next door. Like, my bad. Like, I'd be like, okay, I forgive you, you know. But she's like, it's because I was drunk and fucky, you don't even care about him. And then she like went and dressed as my other ex, and like it became this
whole claim.
She dressed as Lil Xan, not two people on the fucking board.
I'm imagining us going through something like this.
I'm gonna start calling you for the drama of it all. Like, the people love to just bring me fucking unnecessary. I have really bad luck when it comes to drama, for sure. But that's what makes for my entire YouTube channel. So
I was gonna say, I lead to more story times.
I'm back on story times. I took like a year and a half break because it started ruining my whole life. Like, every time I would tell a story, the person would try to sue me or try to get my YouTube channel deleted or just anything. So
you're back to that right now because you're trying to sue
me. No, people are trying to. I'm fully just back. I'm ready. My next story is actually about an athlete. He's gonna sue the shit out of me.
Is she gonna sue? Is she gonna sue our show? Is our whole podcast gonna be deleted?
No, honestly, I think she's directly targeting me. I'm sure she loves you guys.
Hey, Mindy, we love you too.
Oh shit, it just sounded bad.
Mindy's our next guest.
Dude, actually, we have Mindy here right now. Mindy, come on out.
Square up.
That's some shit y'all would do. That reminds me of when I was on Maury. I've lived a life. I was on Maury.
Oh, you were with Elijah and Christine.
Yeah, Christine, how was that? Hell was that?
But I also was dating Lil Xan. And
I'm
like,
sorry, who's Lil Xan?
Exactly.
I don't know who Lil Xan is. I hear his name all the time. Never looked him up. Never searched his name.
I'm so chill with you not knowing.
No disrespect to Lil Xan. I'm sure you're great, but I don't know who Lil Xan is.
He looks like he's 13. Face tats.
That's how you're going to like.
No, like.
He's not 13, to be clear.
how old is he? 18?
No, wait, hold on.
She has to look up his famous birthdays.
Lil Xan age.
24. He's 24. 24.
Wow.
Oh, okay. He's not 24. This is him, if you want to know. Xan.
Tell me he doesn't look 13.
I've had some questionable relationships. Oh. I'm not going to lie.
He's not like...
Whoa, so wait, you dated him?
He's not part of the Cyrus family.
Ted, how does this make you feel?
Wait,
is he part of the Cyrus family?
I forgot about that. No.
Wait, what?
He looks like a Cyrus.
She's dated him.
She's dated... Who's dated?
She dated him and Xan.
I know.
No.
I know. Oh, no.
And they dated. Yeah.
Oh, they dated.
Yeah. That's
my God. I didn't see that.
That's how Noah and I bonded and started dating? Like fucking that was with each other.
We just had something in common.
We cheated on both of us, I swear to God.
Oh, that's not a very good picture of him. It is.
No, that went viral. I remember I was at, do you know what's funny? Is I was at the VMAs. Okay. I was hitting on Matt King. I remember Matt King was fully hitting on me back. Full circle. And they took that photo and I remember seeing that photo and I said to Matt King, that's going to go viral. And then it did for him being like fucking...
Wow, you manifested that shit. But like that is a crazy photo though.
And then I gave
looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's perfect.
I feel bad even saying that, but that was just a bad picture.
He's got a lot of those. Lil Xan likes to show up to red carpets, baby. But that's his brand, you know? He's Lil Xan.
Are you in Noah No Longer?
Noah Longer?
I figure that out every week. Oh, tragic. There's always hope there. I love that girl to death. I could probably, like, I don't even know. Anything I could say is very sweet. She's the best in the whole world. Like, she supports me through everything. I support her through everything. We go on and off. Hey, Noah.
We met her a salad,
she will.
Right?
She'll send
that
me
one
this
night. She was a really sweet girl. She was very sweet.
She's like actually the sweetest human ever and like so dope and so talented and like just like her heart like actually makes me want to cry.
Thing I will say is like seeing you guys together, I could tell she cared about your best interest.
Oh, I'm gonna simp. I'm gonna text her right now.
I'm gonna him.
You could tell she was just like she was there for you
100%,
and I thought that was really cool.
Wait, that's actually so sweet. It's true. Noah and I like we always try to look out for each other and like through thick and thin. Like it's not like for camera, you know what I mean? Like it's a real friendship, and I do appreciate that like very much, because like we were just talking about, like to find someone who understands like the shit that you go through, and like she was born into this shit. She's someone that like I think that's really like why I feel so much love for her, because I look at her life and I think that most people just could never live it. Like she was literally born onto like a Hannah Montana tour bus, like getting schooled on the fucking tour bus, like learning English class, like having to like be a Miley fan on set. And,
oh,
like,
that's insane.
No, it's insane. And it's nothing against that, like at all. Cause you know what I mean? It was like a part of her life and her dad was Billy Ray and it was so cool. And it made her this insane, talented singer and songwriter. But I just think that anyone who has to like grow up in the fame world of it all and makes it out and is like a person, like I have insane respect for. So love her, queen. Love you.
We love you too.
Queen. I don't know. I
you
only
guys
have
get back together from her seeing this podcast. That'd
yeah, we
want to cool.
make we want to make it happen. We
Noah,
see it.
Come on out.
Oh my gosh. She would kill it. She'd just be high and kill it. She's probably one of my only ex-girlfriends that I don't hate. So I wouldn't even call her my ex-girlfriend. Just a queen.
So before this podcast started, we asked Tana to talk about her her notorious flings, hookups, relationships, flings, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we asked her to write down some facts about each of these flings that we have chosen.
You picked a fun array too, because they were like good. Close association, and then like, oh, you hit that, and like we know.
Good. Okay. Good. That's what I was aiming to do.
So I gave you facts for both, and I'm not gonna lie. Every single thing that is about to be read out loud is going to cause me a lawsuit, an angry text message, like a frustrating call, like a Daily Mail article, like a new manager, perfect. Like fucking like
only on
like,
Zadie Heath Unfiltered you're gonna get that shit.
Tana will be sued because of this.
I'm being dead ass serious. Like it's like 8 scandals in a hat. No, but like I gave it to you because I wanted to.
Perfect. I mean that's amazing because that will inevitably because
she's trying to get a fucking boxing match. That's right, girl.
Honestly, I'm not doing this for you at all. I literally just want to be on like People Magazine Snapchat article tomorrow. Like, what's
it's
up?
A boxing tour with all the guys she has on this list.
Wait, there's some girls. Dude, there's some girls
hit
too.
Oh, there's some girls too.
There's some girls on the lineup.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
important.
I love that because honestly, your description of that is going to lead to a raise in my
pansexual
income.
Icon. I couldn't fight most of my exes.
Let's get into
a few
this.
That could catch these fucking hands.
So, we've given Tana what is it?
I finished
seven?
This.
We've given Tana 8 names of people who she has been associated with, whether it's in a relationship or in a hookup or whatever.
Just in general.
In general.
Maybe MTV recorded something I said in the bathroom and then aired it on an episode. And that's
you know Mariah's getting lit. She pointed at me. She's like, bring me a Truly.
Bubba. Yeah.
Mariah, do you know that I absolutely, cut it, whatever. I absolutely live for like Long Island, like Mariah.
I don't
like,
cut that.
Mariah. Okay, I'll suck your
she's
ass.
She's leaving that
you
in.
Suck my
so
ass.
Funny on TikTok.
Thank you. I think you're so funny.
Oh my, we have a cheers, thumbnail, bitch. Heath. Tana wants to eat my Mariah. Girlfriend's ass.
I'm spilling. I'm
after
I just
this game,
like, down, I just
after
so
this
much.
Game, can we get straight into that OnlyFans? I have a lot to talk about with you with that.
Zane, you can be on it. Do you know, I just had my first male guest on my OnlyFans, Harry Jowsey.
He signed up.
Wait, he was on the OnlyFans?
We gotta get into the game.
In my shower, I made him black out with me, and then I was like, I'll give you 10% if
this
you
is
do
what OnlyFans is like?
Oh, it's wild. It's
you guys collab like that?
Well, no, he doesn't have one. He doesn't have one. I just like to spunk it up, you know, spice it up. Like
I'll give you ass pictures.
I want the people. Zane. You want 30%, 40, 50? What do you want?
I'll do like a generous 15% and I'll do ass pictures for
wait,
you.
Wait, what are you doing in an hour?
Are you having like a whole collaboration
Zane,
on like
you
only
can make like $1 million.
Fuck this podcast. Yeah,
look,
just never underestimate it. It's never something I thought would be my
Kenny favorite. Mariah.
It's those faces for me.
Kenny Mariah, who wants to take the seat?
Do you know that out of every part of my body,
your feet make
feet?
The most?
Not my tits, not my ass. I don't put my pussy because, you know, I'm a sweet girl.
Your butthole.
My feet. And I don't mean like shoes off. I mean like shoe on, like hello, like this.
What?
I like
no,
that.
Makes the most money.
I don't believe that.
Well, go to TanaUncensored.com.
It's the shameless plug for me.
No,
wait,
Tana,
shoes
I'm
on?
I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plug
people just
want to
see you taking your socks off. Like people care more about you taking your socks off.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I will take my sock off for $1 million check any fucking day. What's up? Only
what,
fans.
You keep saying $1 million check for a pit. Is that for real?
Well, not one picture. There's some work for sure, but yes. Okay.
There's some work.
How many pics get you $1 million?
How many pairs of
boomerang
socks do you
have? Photos. I'm like in it. You know what I mean?
She's like,
I'm like
right foot, left foot.
I'm like in it. No.
Tana, how do your followers feel about like male duos?
Oh, yo, come on. We'll try anything out over on Tana Uncensored. I'm trying to just really optimize the market.
I have
in
a cool,
anyway.
I have a cute idea for what socks that Heath and I are going to wear.
Oh, I got
like,
I got
little like
shorty,
we have Dizzy socks. Let's go. Come
just on. like toeless Dizzy socks.
Not toeless.
Toeless.
Like, you don't even have to get that
They get a little peek before you take it off.
Zane, you don't even have to get that freaky baby.
Oh, okay, I'll wear the ones that have the individual
yeah,
things
modest.
That go on the toes.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my god. Tell me why I'm Amazon socks. Ordering those. You might have just made me like some extra money.
You just made her $1 million.
I'll take a modest 85%.
Yeah.
All right.
Do they have a restriction where nobody can screenshot or screen record or anything?
Do you actually want to know what's really funny? Is no, not at all. Obviously, anyone has a phone and they can screenshot. I'm drunk. Can you tell? I'm like,
I feel like I've never seen it. I've never seen like anybody's shit.
No, so listen. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like people are probably pissed. Like, they don't want to like spend the money and then go post that for people to like.
Listen to this shit. I hire a full team of like 8 people. It's called the DMC Takedown Team. And their entire job is, and I go and visit them sometimes. It's fucking insane. They sit around this insanely big table, all of them on laptops, and their entire job is to take down like illegal articles, like like illegal posting, like because when someone's posting a screenshot of like the copywritten image, like it's a paid for image, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like these people's entire job is to sit there and just like, no, you fucking won't. Like, this is deleted, like whatever. Oh, and they just get all the
articles. And how fast does this happen?
What's awesome about that too, I guess, is like a lot of people use it for like bad press. You know me, I'm like, give me bad press. Like bad press is good press. So I don't have them take down press, but like they just sit there and take down my nudes off Twitter. Like all.
Oh, Tanner, remember when you asked me earlier if I was available for hire? I am, and I would love to be a part of that team.
Oh my gosh. Tana does have an entire team of 10 employees taking down her nudes all day. Right now, they are taking down my nudes off Twitter. I'm not joking. It's iconic.
Saints.
It's
cool.
You posted a little award thing saying that you made $3 million off OnlyFans.
I saw that and could not believe it. Was that for a month or is that from you starting?
I give a percentage to my agency. You know what I mean?
Good girl. Good girl.
As you should.
Is that from the whole time you've been on there or a month?
No, a month.
That was 1 month.
You're selling all the shit.
What are you doing? Take your freaking shoes off.
No,
she makes her slits bigger in her jeans.
Dude, no, it changes. It actually changes the whole way you think. It changes your whole life. It becomes everything. It's not just one thing. Like for example, right now, like I'm selling a long BTS vlog of me and Riley Reid doing a whole photo shoot. You know what I mean? For like $60. So
don't
every person who buys that, $60. So let's
big.
Say like 1,000 people buy that.
Oh, $60 per view.
Per video. So then that's $60,000 for that. Then it's $25 a photo for 8 different photos. So then let's say 10,000 people buy the $25. You know what I mean? Like it.
Okay.
And then it's boomerang.
I don't want to make coffee anymore.
That's fucking insane.
I promise we're going
like,
to get
to y'all see me getting ass shots and you're like, oh no, that looks painful, and I'm like, well, I'm paying the rent.
Here
like,
I am wearing her merch thinking she needs like a push.
really funny. Love to see it.
Mariah in the mirror before the episode.
She
needs it.
No, literally, Mariah was like, my eyelashes falling off. Hold on. Use code Tana,
lashes. I think I did that.
I got no brand deals for like a year. Let's be real.
Who cares? Who fucking cares?
For real, it took me a place to find a way to monetize being uncensored. And that's a big thing of it, too, is smoking. I smoke so much weed.
I will smoke weed.
Wait, is that a kink?
People want to see you get high all the time.
It's a personality. Trait.
The biggest thing I'm working on right now is like a whole get high with me series, seeing who can outsmoke me, like what celebrities, what people, what. Because I tweeted like I'll give $10,000 to anyone who can outsmoke me, and that was like when I wanted to start the whole like boxing like match like type of thing, like what's my lane, you know?
But yeah, you haven't started that yet.
Instead of boxing, Tana goes to hot boxing.
No, exactly. Why boxing? Right.
Why boxing? Oh.
And so all these people hit me up. They're like smoking YouTubers, like, but all the way to like Snoop Dogg, like
no,
fucking
what
crazy
getting
people.
Outsmoked
so,
look like.
It means sitting there with someone smoking marijuana for hours and hours and hours and hours until someone
taps
out
one?
And says I'm too high. Like, I can't do it anymore. And then whoever that person is gets $10,000. And
that
so I'm about
sounds
to,
hard
I kind of want
to
take on a whole like 10 episode series of doing that with like,
wow.
Like celebrities, athletes, YouTubers, everything.
On Tana Uncensored. You like
either on Tana Uncensored or on YouTube. I haven't decided. I really want to have Jacob Sartorius on too. I've been messaging him all week.
Oh my God. I would watch that.
No,
I would watch that.
I know. We're going to go. I want to go crazy with the guests. Like expected, unexpected. But I don't know where to house it because YouTube
he
hates weed. I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't want to ask that of him. I don't want to sexualize Jacob Sartorius. Let me tell you
something.
Well,
how old
is
he?
18.
He's gotta be 18. Yeah,
smokes
18.
A lot of weed, though. I'm not gonna lie. Because I was scared to smoke weed with him. Because even if you're 18, like, yes, you're legal, but like, you're a child, and I'm 22, and I want to leave you alone.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I smoke 100,000 backwoods a day, and then all these rappers
oh,
that I work
shit.
With. You know that, like,
okay, Jay.
I'm not gonna say who, but like, several rappers I work with, like, big rappers, like, I'm saying, like, A-list, where like, I smoked a pound in a day with him once, like, blah, blah,
Jesus.
Blah. So he, like, established his name in, like, the weed smoking world. Jacob, got your credit for you for TikTok.
Oh my God, yo.
I'm serious. Think
from
like,
MadCon to fuck. No, hold on. That's not MadCon.
No.
What was he?
You could wear my sweatshirt.
Do you know that he's actually doing it? Well, I shouldn't even say
a remake.
I would love to be on that. That's all.
He's doing a remake.
I would hop on a sweatshirt remake instantly.
I think I would too.
He tweeted about it, and I tweeted him, and I was like, I will. You know.
I think Heath and
your
I should be on the sweatshirt
song
remake.
Started blowing up again on TikTok.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it crushed.
Dude, Hefner. I will say. Is the weirdest thing that ever happened to me to this day.
Really?
To this day.
Wait a second. What do you mean it's blowing up again?
So it's all over. It's like
it's
on
gone
TikTok.
Viral on TikTok like again? 9 times. Like 9.
Yeah. It keeps coming back.
Oh, like, fuck. I've never seen it on TikTok.
Stupid amount of time. Don't even, Zane, you're not on that TikTok. You're on a funny side. You're not on a like TikTok. Like, you're not on the dancing side. Like, don't
I'm definitely
there.
Not. I
neither
don't see
am
any
I.
Dancing
I didn't even know it was going viral until fucking Dixie and Charlie like cried to me at a boa dinner. Like, hey, we grew up to Hefner. And I was like, Dixie, there's no way. Like,
that's fucking nuts.
So now I'm actually making a remix, honestly. It's the first time I'm saying it like publicly, but I want a crazy feature. So we've been, the person I'm making it with and I have been, I really want a female because I just think like a dope ass. Like, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, just knowing how much I spent on my 200th video, if I were to have a music video, I would probably have spent that much just for
your
a feature like
video
that.
Your 200th video changed the YouTube game. The way you had Liza Koshy busting it.
Liza
Koshy. No, but she was like Vogue. I just,
Did you screenshot
Zane,
that?
I want more of that. Morning? I want more of that from you. Need that. Why don't you serve us more high production?
Because I
or
I,
any
it's
production.
Hard.
This real cost 40,000.
Any production. Having your news leaked is not even like embarrassing anymore.
Well,
it's kind of like just normal.
Too.
The whole like Jay Alvarez, like that whole video coming out, or like when people's nudes come out, it's just not.
I dated him.
I know we have that on the topic list.
That's a perfect segue.
I was the coconut oil of it all. I really was, and I can't hold it in any longer.
He did the coconut trick to you?
Yes, in my microwave, in my house, at my townhome. I will never forget it. And in Greece once.
Wait, there was multiple times?
Yeah, he like lives for the coconut oil of it all.
That's his claim to fame.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've never researched. Like, I don't know what coconut oil is. You're not supposed to put that on your body.
No,
like,
you
why
are. People fuck with it as like lube, like the lube of it all.
But why was everybody like making fun that
because
he was using coconut oil?
And there's this whole clip and it's like,
yep,
yep. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've seen it. I did research and I've seen it.
Kill me.
So I'm just curious. If you want to get it back into story time, what is your story time about Jay Alvarez? Because you've
there
mentioned
so
on your
many.
Lives that you have stories about
it. No, there
him.
Are so many. I mean, we spent like 6 months of life kicking it. Like, you know, we are very different people, you know, and there was a dating of it all. I don't know what you would really call it, but there are so many stories that would tell you how different we are. And I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't really say that Jay and I are in a place right now where we get along, hey, Jay.
You have to say hi like five different people.
I know.
I'm serious. Sometimes you got to say hey through the red camera of it all. And that's just the life of Tana Mojo. But he has me blocked on several social media platforms right now. But I don't think it ended that badly. I don't know. It just...
Like when you say you
I think that Jay just didn't... I'm very public. I talk about things and, you know, but there was the whole boyfriend does my makeup of it all. Like, it was obviously public. So then when it was over, I was kind of like... He went away.
Well, we were just... I was just talking to you about, Heath, about how, like, much... I don't know. I feel like it was very weird that his... smut film like that came out was
it was great, by the way.
That was filmed like a year ago. I've been known it was gonna come out. He called me and was like, should I release a sex tape? The girl Svetha is actually my really good friend.
Well, like
we bonded over Jay being like a
that was
weird
filmed
boyfriend.
A year ago.
Yeah,
it I was that long to edit or
No, I think debating
that,
putting
I think
it
Jay was just debating on if he wanted to do that to his like career, maybe. I don't really know.
It didn't even look like it did anything to his brand. Like, I mean, I looked it up and it was barely even able to be located, but I found it.
I think,
and it
I
was
think the thing
fine.
Is, like, if it looks like it was done on purpose or something like really good, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, that was great, great, awesome. But if it looks like something that shouldn't have been out, then people are going to be more inclined to talk about it. If it was like, oh my god, this you could tell this
it's
is not
like,
supposed
it's
to be seen.
It's kind of like James Charles's like ass picture that like got like leaked and he immediately posted. He's like, oh, this is the picture, by the way, and nobody cared anymore. It's like when you get in front of it first and you do it yourself, Nobody gives a fuck anymore.
I had my nudes
leaked
when I was like 19, and the first thing I did was sell hoodies. I put that shit. I was sending them to Lil Xan. You can look it up. I swear to God, I was sending ass pics to Lil
Xan. That's so funny.
My iCloud got hacked. My ass pic got leaked. Worst ass pic ever. I sold it on a hoodie that said leaked.
Like, I didn't even have it. Injections in my ass back then. Like, it sucks.
Tongue is shaky, dude.
Right?
This is real. Oh my God.
It's all about how you make of it. It's all about how you make of it. If you fucking don't care, nobody cares.
No one can take that from you if your ass is fucking real. That moment, girl. So this game.
Yeah, we gotta do the game.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta do the game.
No,
the game.
We're gonna talk our shit forever though. You're right.
We will after the game.
Because I have a lot of questions after this game.
Yeah, can I be honest with you? He told me to really like write how I felt. There's this game, like write it, like be here's honest. Some paper, like be honest. And I talked my shit. I said what I had to say.
Said your truth.
It's definitely going to get me in some scandals.
Let's see what you had to say.
But I'm nervy. I'm excited.
Okay. All
right, so again, if you missed it earlier, can you explain the rules? So she wrote down.
I don't even remember.
So we had, Tana's had a lot of relationships, flings, hookups, whatever you want to call them in her lifetime.
Amari said it last week. My favorite letter of the alphabet is X, which is so rude.
A lot of X's Tana has.
Put that in your bio.
So we asked her about eight of her X's and we asked
eight.
Her.
Like you fucking hooker.
Just eight.
Like eight. Like you fucking hooker. Like eight. That is so ridiculous. Eight is so ridiculous. I wish it was like six. Okay,
but this
continue.
Is like in your lifetime.
No, I'm fine.
Tana, you're 22. It's okay. Eight is, is okay, right?
Yeah, when they're half rappers, it's fine.
She's like, but 4 years each. What?
Zane, you judge me through the duration of all of these relationships. I would see Zane at parties and he'd be like, so what are you doing with this person?
And it's always curious, somebody new.
Because I really just want to know. I need to know. Yeah. Kenny, did you already said the rules, right?
I don't think I did. Sorry. Okay, so Tana's had a lot of hookups, exes, whatever, blah blah blah. Okay,
we
cut
asked
two.
Her to say some stuff
we
about each
her,
of these exes.
Yes, you two are gonna try to guess what statement is equated to which ex.
Yeah.
And we have a hat full of statements and we're gonna get right into it. Ooh, so on the board, let's get into the X's that we have on the board. So we have Corinna.
Well, X is bold. Hold on.
X flings, X boyfriends, X girlfriends, X whatever.
X
things that are in the
with
past.
Benefits, yeah, X
that's good.
One
right.
Hookup.
Things that are no longer Corinna, you know.
Which I just want to say, I would have never publicized hooking up with Corinna. I love that girl. Sweet angel icon. We keep our own lanes, but she
I remember
went
when
on
this happened.
Yeah, talk about it. What it was.
Well, let's get into the game before anything is given away.
Okay.
Let's get into the game that you guys can you guys are about to guess what statements Tana wrote and see if they are correct about which person.
I have so many things to say. Should I just hold them all back?
Hold on to them.
You're going to have time.
We got on the board. We got Corinna, Tyga, Hunter, Brad, Bella, Lil Xan, FaZe Banks, and Noah Cyrus.
Such a random list.
There's two people on there I was like.
No, you picked like roommates to like boyfriends to like acquaintance. You really got the array. Like,
Kenny,
do your thing.
You really come with the surprises on this fucking episode.
We love surprises.
Oh, you got to puke? Here, baby girl.
No, I just want to throw up. So I'm burping off camera due to stress.
Wow.
Tana, are you ready for the first statement?
I mean, every single thing I'm telling you right now, I wrote.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
I know. It's in your handwriting.
Honestly, I looked at every single name and I thought of the first truth I could think. So
it's
up to
you. Did it pretty quick too.
I might deny them all too, so stay tuned.
Okay.
We have eight different statements in a hat.
Corona hat.
Tana is not going to tell us which ones are correct, but she is going to tell us at the end how many are correct.
Right.
Oh, so she won't drop the name.
Yeah, she won't drop the name.
No, I care. I'll get sued 9 times for me. I did not write nice things.
Off camera, who knows what's going to happen, but right now, we're not going to talk about who specifically it is, but I'm going to draw the first statement, and you guys are going to, Zane and Heath are going to tell me who you think this is equated
this is
to.
Fun.
Okay.
This sounds like a real conversation between me and Zane. Heath is like the nice one. Heath doesn't grill me. Zane is always like, who did you cheat on?
Who did you cheat on?
Kenny, what is it?
Yeah, the first statement is, cheated on me at a birthday party I threw for him.
Jesus.
No okay, way. Well, she sent him, so that knocks it down to
oh shit
to 7 people.
Very good, Zane. Oh my process God. Of elimination.
Cheated on me at a birthday party. I threw him. Happy you have been birthday.
Through. I'm gonna say Brad.
To you.
That you threw for him. I'm going to say...
You're gonna,
but I'm Mariah. Not saying yes or no till the end.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Mariah's going to
say how many we got correct.
Yeah, you don't even have to say... You don't even have to connect it. Just say how many we got right and that's it. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. Mariah, if you guys don't agree, Zane and Heath, Mariah is going to be the tiebreaker. So you say Brad, Heath.
Yeah,
Zane,
I say
who
Brad.
Do you say?
Brad is a really good choice.
Just because, like, that on the internet seemed really, like, funky.
Yeah, that was. It like, was, like,
honestly,
she...
I was rooting for you guys because you guys were really cute
it
together.
It was wholesome, right? It was the first time I ever dated someone without clout. You and Brad. It proved to you that I'm not a clout chaser.
And, by the way, you made it look like he really fucked you over, and that seems really fucked up.
You made it look like...
I'm going to give Heath this one, and I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Lil Zane because that just sounds like something Lil Zane would do.
Okay, so we got Brad, Soza, and Lil Zane. So, Mariah,
again,
you're going to have to be the tiebreaker and tell us who you think between Brad and Lil Zane.
That was my second guess, Zane.
I'm going to go...
No, Zane, you've already chosen. You've already chosen Lil Zane.
Oh, I thought we choose which one. I thought we were on a team.
I choose.
Oh, okay.
My assistant Mariah. Off camera is like dripping. She's like, what the fuck? She's like calling my PR team, like, no, honey. She Mariah. Just looked at me and she goes,
who is Mariah gonna say as the tiebreaker? Lil Zan or Brad Soza?
I'm holding no emotion.
I'm gonna say Lil Zan.
All right, so we got Lil Zan on the board. All right,
yo, I'm
perfect.
Not here to show emotion. Are you
confident with that answer, Heath?
It doesn't matter because
we're moving on
to the next statement. The next
King
statement.
Of moving on. Ready? Wish I could do that.
Oh my God,
this
these all start the same way. Okay, so the next statement is cheated on me with someone on his on this board. This person cheated on Tana Mojo with somebody that's on this board.
Tana, what the? I can't even process this right now. Okay,
talk your shit, bitch. Bite your lip.
This person cheated on you with someone on this board.
They did do that.
I love that. I love that.
I'm gonna drink my drink. It's tough.
I feel like that bitch on the meme with the equations running around
imagine
her head.
I have no idea. Imagine me like carry the 4, like divide the 2, like oh you did
damn.
That.
Damn.
Okay, so
okay,
Zane,
let's hear Heath. He's
Zane,
here,
wait,
come
I wanna
right
Zane,
here.
I wanna hear
come
your answer. I wanna hear your answer first because
Heath and I have a fucking
we gotta
conversation
deliberate.
Real quick.
All right, yeah, deliberate.
This one needs a conversation.
Deliberate.
Okay, let's go in order. Okay.
Yeah, they picked the
Corinna. I don't think she's hooked up with anybody on there. Okay. We're going to skip her. Hunter. Hunter is that guy that she's like friends with right now, but she dated him. I don't think he cheated on her with anybody on that board. It doesn't make sense. Unless he hooked up with Corinna or Bella. I don't
know.
Could
that
be don't
Brad,
make sense.
But I don't know who.
You think Hunter hooked up with Brad?
No. Dang.
I would love to see it.
Okay.
Sevens killed me.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I could see Banks hooking
up with
Corinna. Oh, no, Bella. I forgot about Bella. No, Corinna. I feel like Banks did hook up with Corinna, no? Why do I think
that? Let's go, Banks.
All right, you guys.
Wait,
we need an answer.
Come on, ring it in, boys. I don't have shit
And
to
Noah,
give you.
Noah, Noah's Tana's favorite. She wouldn't do that.
Noah's Tana's favorite.
So...
No, I'm going Banks.
This podcast
Banks?
Is fucking terrible for me.
Banks, okay.
Eight scandals.
All right, we're going to go with
Noah
Banks.
Is
we're gonna
go
you guys. You guys are unanimously saying
Banks.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so Mariah doesn't need to be the tiebreaker. We're saying FaZe Banks is that statement.
Yeah, we got this.
Can I say what I said? What I would have said?
Yeah, go for it.
I think I would have said Bella.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
All right. We're going to get that on
we
record.
We were thinking about dudes and not girls.
Yo,
all right. Girls can cheat too.
Anyone can be a cheater.
Guys, we have a third statement. This statement that Tana Mojo made in her handwriting is this person is nominated for a Grammy due to a record about her.
Come on. You didn't have to make it that easy.
Jesus. Fun.
Fuck, no, it could have been Lil Xan.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Tana's statement, and I quote, is is nominated for a Grammy due to a record about me.
That's easy. I thought I'd make it fun.
That's you guys can also not change any of your answers.
No, it's easy.
So.
You got it.
We can't put one under it.
Noah.
Heath is saying Noah. Zane, what do you say?
Noah hasn't come out with anything this year.
If you want to disagree with him, that's fine. Mariah will be the tiebreaker. What would you Noah. Like to say as your answer?
Noah.
You're going to say Noah?
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
All right. So Zane and Heath are saying
I'm going
Noah.
My boo-boo's answer.
Tyga's not getting a Grammy. Come on.
Roast him.
Mariah, she gets beat up tomorrow.
I actually love Tyga's music, but
this is absolutely
I haven't heard
the
anything from
those
podcasts.
Tyga's gonna DM
done.
You. What the really? Fuck, Mariah?
Tyga has way bigger fish to fry.
He's got way bigger awards to get.
No, I don't even mean that. Scandals to worry about.
Okay.
Tana, these are good.
I did
these
my best,
statements
baby.
Are really She's good. I girl. Love this. All right. So the next statement that Tana wrote down is broke my tooth on a dollar bill in a strip club in Miami.
What the fuck?
Say that again.
Very much the truth.
Broke
this
my
tooth,
tooth on
that's
a strip.
That's why this tooth is wider than all the other teeth because I had to get it replaced in Florida. And they
oh, she got
have
receipts.
Oh.
Look,
this is look, in Florida.
Look, like, do you see how this tooth
oh,
is?
Corinna goes to Florida all the time.
And
wait,
strip clubs.
It could be Hunter because Hunter's her friend.
I don't know much about Hunter.
I know, but Hunter's with her all the time. So if she's in Florida, he's in Florida too. I'm going to go with Hunter.
Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're going to go two yeah. for two, Hunter. Yeah. Okay, so no need for a tiebreaker. We're going with Hunter Moreno for that statement.
I feel confident about these answers.
Next well, statement. We're about to see, we're going to see how much you guys got right. Okay, so the next statement is offered to buy me a new ass after he hit it.
Tyga. Yo, my man Tyga.
Tyga.
Say, yo, it was good. It was good, but I'm gonna buy you a new ass and then I'm gonna hit it again.
That's so insulting.
He's gonna hit the ass and then buy you a new one?
Do you know?
But
well,
then
when he got money? I'll tell you how crazy it goes after because it goes way more dumb than that. Honestly,
you can't write this shit. You cannot write this shit.
That is clickbait to what really happened. I'll tell you that much. One of your podcast guests is actually involved. What's up?
Yes?
I have to stop.
Hidayah!
Son of a bitch!
What? Hidayah, what the fuck are you doing there? Because she lives in Florida. What are you doing?
You guys,
you better have your scarf on when you're going.
We got three more.
To the strip club.
Okay, there's three more.
All right, we're almost done.
Oh, this is a new one. This is an interesting one. The next statement, all Tana wrote is fucking bitch.
Shit's a burn book.
Fucking bitch. Okay. So on the board, all we have left is Bella, Corinna, and Brad.
I'm going to go Bella.
Oh, fucking bitches.
I'm going to go with Bella, too.
Bella.
I'm gonna go with Bella.
You guys are gonna go Bella?
Not that I know her or think she's
a
bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Bella either.
Wait, are you guys being swayed by the fact that she's a woman, so a bitch has to be a
It could be a dude, too.
No, Tana's also a woman.
But Tana would call a woman a bitch.
Yeah. Tana would also call a man a bitch, I feel like, too.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, if it was Brad, she would have been like fucking pussy.
I feel like she's fucking with it. She's playing us right now.
Zane, you can disagree. If you could disagree, Mariah would be a tiebreaker.
Talk your shit.
Do you think any of the other three are more of a fucking bitch?
I don't think Tana would be that disrespectful to a girl.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Brad.
Okay, so we have Brad and we have
Bella.
So Brad or Bella between those two, Mariah?
I would say Bella.
Bella is a fucking bitch.
So you think she's a bitch.
Mariah
Bella,
thinks
you're
Bella
that?
Is a fucking bitch.
I'm trying to shake it up.
Alright, you guys, we got one more stretch.
I ain't ready, both of them gonna sue us.
What's the tea on her and Zendaya?
Good catch! Oh my god!
At least they can't box.
Has nothing to do with it. Catch these hands, catch these trees.
Like, Mariah, like, at all. It has not one
catching.
Thing to do.
Oh my god, Kenny, this last one's bad, huh? Oh.
No, this is the second to last one, but I feel like your answer has already been created for you. So the two people we have left are Corinna and Brad. Now, the statement is perfect tits.
Oh, Corinna, boom. What
Brad.
Do you think, Heath?
Brad.
Are you going to say Brad?
No, we're going with Corinna. Oh. Brad's like, why are you saying Corinna has perfect tits?
So you
like
think she has perfect tits?
So you like
it
could
be anyone else. So you agree. Guys could have made wrong decisions. I'm spilling on myself.
No, we're going to go with Corinna. I've seen them.
I've seen her tits.
I've seen her tits.
Congratulations.
I know the vacuum, man.
All right.
He's seen my tits.
So... All right, so your last answer has already been created for you. So we only have Brad left on the board. That means that the last statement is going to go to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is it?
This last statement that Tana wrote is, won't stop dating people that aren't me? ...
Sounds about right.
That does sound about right.
She goes, you got 8 out of 8 correct.
Wait, Heath, I'm going to add on to that. I feel like I did see something after he dated you where he dated a girl that looked just like you. And I think it was Brad.
Okay.
And I think it was Brad. I think we did good, Heath. You the fact that we landed on the last two and they landed on the people, I think we may be fucking winning.
If we get 8 out of 8, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
You won't.
Yo, that's a whole fucking.
I'm going to give.
That's a delete. I think we have to delete this video.
To Tana, we're gonna give the floor to Tana, and Tana is just going to tell us how many you got right. She's not going to tell you which ones are right, which ones are wrong. She's gonna tell you how many are right.
If you get them all right, that's exposing everything.
I know.
She's getting nervous.
She's like 1, 2, 3.
Carry the one.
11, 10, 9, 8.
Sam. 4 of 8 are correct.
We got
4?
Half?
4.
4 of 8 are correct.
Oh,
wow.
4 out of 8. Well, damn. Well, that eliminates, like, Corinna.
4 of 8 are correct.
4 are correct.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That gives us nothing.
That's it. We don't need to go any further than that. That's the game.
Damn.
4 are correct.
We will be talking after this episode.
Yeah, we will. And you can find that video on our OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.com/ZaneandHeath. I put that on 50/50, love X.
This has been one of my favorite games I've played this season.
I came up with it in 20 minutes, so that's great.
Really, that was that fun. Gym. That was really fun. Okay.
Corinna has perfect tits, that's for sure.
All right, so Corinna,
you know what,
definitely
to
is...
God, I'll say it. Corinna has perfect tits. That's the only one I'm giving.
Okay. That was going to ask you, like, who the, like, you don't have to name names or anything like that, but, like, well, actually, you do have to name one name, but, like, with this question, but, like, who did you, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, who did you learn the most about yourself through the relationship with?
You already know it's Jake Paul. It's so unfortunate. Wow. It's so unfortunate.
No,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Who?
No, definitely learned the most from myself, like, through Jake. I think that before ever going into dating him, I was just, like, this dumb, naive, like, kid. And he actually, like, taught me so much about the business and, like, what he kind of was like, you're in this position, like, step into it or don't. You know what I mean? Like, you like you can be this mogul and you can have this multi-million-dollar business, or you can be this girl who makes $100 million one time. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I wanted the mogul of it all. I wanted the Paris Hilton of it all. I wanted to, like...
You wanted to be Tana Mogul.
I guess. Zane's never going to learn my last name. So, I don't know. Jake just always taught me to, like, strive for the biggest thing. And, like, to like no matter what, like, no matter what you're feeling, like, you're going to work your ass off for 12 hours of every single day. And you're going to figure it the fuck out. So...
That's important. Honestly, like, you say, like, oh, it's him, it's whatever. But, like, that's very
important. Well, and the scandal of it all, I would call him, like, people are canceling me for fucking breathing. What do I do? And he's like, you're going to have a career tomorrow. Like, figure it out. Grow as a person. Like, do your thing. So it was kind of coaching me through the whole, like, Tana Mojo of it all. So
Heath and I get 2 bad comments. Like, we call Jake.
I get 2 bad comments. I call my mom.
No, I swear to God. People like die, kill yourself. I'm like, Jake, what do I do?
It's good. It's good that you can talk to somebody like that and, like, feel like...
I was going to say, it's almost better and more beneficial because, like, okay, like...
But it's more than that. It's like, there have been points where it's like, people are... trying to kill me. People are trying to expose me for anything in the world I've ever done. My own parents are coming for me. You know what I mean? Like, this brand that I never worked with is suing me for $500,000. Like, what do I do? Like, it's always been very big things. And then he always is like, here's my $1 million lawyers. Here's what I did with my family. Here's what I would say to the press. Like, it always is big things. So I'm very grateful for him for that. Because it's like, who the fuck do you call when you say someone's suing me for $1 million? Yeah. Like, most people are like, figure it out. Like,
I mean, that's really important. That's
he
good.
Can be a dumbass brat and I'll yell at him for that shit, but at the same time, when someone's suing you for $1 million, like, there's not very many people you can go to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that there's a level of scandal and fame of it all that it's like, you have to ask someone, like, what the fuck do I do? You guys know, you ask David, mm-hmm. or you ask whoever, like, it's like, what, Like, we're at this level where shit is new every day. Literally, people are accusing me of being 30 this week. Like, all week. My whole scandal is
wait,
like,
what do you mean?
Why do people think you're 30 years old?
Because this girl.
And why does it matter to
this girl, ironically, was investigating Jake. I'm slurring. I can't talk. She was investigating Jake.
We understand you.
And she was looking up if his businesses have ever taken out PPP loans, which are like COVID type loans.
Okay.
Like as in during the coronavirus of it all, like uh-huh. they were looking up if his business took out a loan of extra money than what they were supposed to have for the year to pay their employees. Cause that's fucked up. Like to, you know right. what I mean? To take money out of like tax loans and like the, you know what I mean? Just the money of it all that is not okay and to pay your employees. So they were looking to see if I've done the same thing. And I guess someone like misfiled like some loan saying they were me trying to get a loan of like $20,000 saying they were 30. And so this journalist for Business Insider posts like, I was researching Tana Mojo and I found out she was 30. Goes full viral, Snapchat viral, Discover viral. I have to literally take my fucking like ID out of my phone. I'm doing it right now just to prove a point.
Tana.
And show everyone that Tana. I'm not 30.
Can I see it?
That looks like a thing. You know what I would do if I were you? You know what I would do? I would set up my camera or my camera, do a whole apology how I'm 30 years old.
Wait, really?
Just to troll. Yeah.
Should I? Would you?
If people
well,
thought
Zane,
that
you
I was.
Have to keep in mind no, this happens. Like when it, I breathe.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm over
if people
it.
Thought I was 50 years old and people believed it, I would 100% troll everybody. And be like, guys, I'm sorry. I should have told you I was 50 years old.
But you realize I'm having like one scandal half like this
that,
every
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that's true.
So you want to like get over it. Like you're just like, yeah. oh, like,
it'll pass.
Like, this yeah. is the fakest idea I've ever seen.
Babe, you're killing me.
Is it for? Is it for Nevada?
Do you? Yes. Do you know that the day of
that's
the scandal?
That's not you.
Feel it. Feel it.
It's me right after I got the nose job.
Tana, that's not you. And this is fake.
Why are they doing
this?
This
is literally
They're
fake.
Literally so Let annoying.
Let's pass it over.
You guys are furthering the scandal. I hope you're happy.
Are you 30 years old?
Well, I guess you'll never know, Zane. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm not. I'm very 22. I promise.
Oh, wait. One thing.
Sunrise Hospital, Henderson, Nevada, 1998.
One Look thing that I will say that you have in common with some of the people on set is that you, because you started working at 15.
Yeah, my first job was at 15 at PacSun. Look it up, my boss, JJ.
Same.
There it is. There it
really,
is.
Were you guys small board folding and large board folding?
Come on
now.
Yo,
we
did the whole
fucking,
thing.
Like,
that
whole,
shitty
like,
little
cashier.
Blue plastic thing.
I did that for a year and a half.
Do you miss Vegas?
No, I go there a lot. I just went there. All my Vegas best friends are still my best friends. One of my first Vegas roommates ever lived in my house. Like, I was in the master. He was in the second biggest room. He's about to move in with me. Like, we are, like, still.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Amari, Ashley, like, they've been my best friends for, like, 6 years. I'm very Vegas, innately. I'm not going
to
lie.
I love how you're so close to, like, everybody back in Vegas. Like, it's an hour flight. It's a 45-minute flight
back
to fucking
Vegas.
They live with
me, though. Ashley and Amari live, literally, I'm on floor 3, like, looking down, like at floor 2. Like, what's up? Good morning, guys. Like, what do we do?
That's crazy.
It's dope because I remember being 14 and my parents were saying, like, get the fuck out. Like, we hate you, you stupid bitch. Move out. We
As they should.
Yeah, but- honestly. Like, they were literally being like, kill yourself. We fucking hate you. And I was staying at Amari's house like every single day. And so for like a year and a half, Amari was my only source of a roof over my head before I had money, before I had AdSense, before I had food, before I had anything. I was staying in his house and my parents were calling me on the fucking whatever trap phone they bought for me, being like, we fucking hate you. And his mom and dad were being like, we love you, like, we will take you in, you know. So
I was gonna say, you moved out and you moved into his parent, like, they kind of took you in as their own.
I mean, I was like 14 when I first moved into their house, and then I got on a lease of a house with someone else at like 16.
Do you see yourself, like, ever settling down, getting married, and having kids? Like, do you want kids?
I literally thought I was going to do that with Jake fully. Don't even get me started.
Really?
Actually?
Really?
Tom, I still sometimes question it. We'd make great babies. Great guy.
because I'm listening
That's
to the
cute.
Way you were raised.
You really like him.
Yeah.
Like, what, do you want kids?
I never, ever wanted kids. I actually hated kids my whole life until I met him. And then I saw him. We had, like, fake kids. Tragic.
Oh, those two little blonde babies.
Titus and Riot. And so for, like, 8 months, we would watch them every single day. And their parents were, like, our best friends. Still are. Literally, when Jake just beat the fuck out of fucking Nate, I was calling their parents. And we were on FaceTime the full fight. Like, watching, like, Nate, like, fall to the ground. Like, the mom was crying. Like, this is how we're going to, pay our fucking, like, food for life. Like, it's... it's very real. So I would like the baby girl, she was like my daughter every day, and Jake was the first person to be like, you want kids? Like,
it's pretty cool to think about.
You don't
though.
Have siblings? Yeah. Weird.
No, I'm an only child as fuck, which is crazy. Wow. I have like a stepbrother, like down the line, like super down the line, but
no contact.
I feel like your life would be completely different if you had siblings.
Dude, I think I would have nothing but siblings, honestly, because I feel like I had nothing to lose. So I was like sitting down and on this iPhone, like, fuck my mom, fuck my dad, fuck everybody. Just so crazy. And I think if I had any sibling to be like, stop.
Never you wouldn't have gotten as far.
No, if I had any brother or sister being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
I would not like even remotely be this far. I'm done with this fucking podcast. I'm fucking done.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in again to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. Season 2, episode 58.
Hits all the right. mic, brings the whole fucking set down.
I'm kidding. Wait, we're on 60.
60, babe.
60.
Yes, I knew that. I was just testing episode. You guys.
So close.
I gave you my childhood trauma and my dick sucking abilities. 60.
All right, 60th episode.
How right. much I hate my exes. I gave you everything.
Look how fucked up Tana
is. I'm drunk as fuck.
This is where the conversation is going to get juicy with Tana after the podcast.
Okay, so starting from now,
this is all Zane wanted was to black me out.
Make sure to check out this episode on Spotify, Apple Tunes, whatever. Apple Tunes.
Apple Tunes. Get audio, it on applesauce. And you can listen.
We post the audio form on Mondays, and then we post the video form on Tuesdays on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. I'm pregnant.
We have our coffee. We
Tana,
have our
you're
coffee.
Not getting pregnant, clickbait.
God damn it. We have our coffee out right now. It's at cremota.com. Pre-orders are out now. We sold out. We're sorry. Pre-orders out right now if you want to. Oh, yeah.